Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Thank you so much for joining me today in this cold, cold weather in Denver, Colorado. I hope it's warm where you are. But if not, just snuggle up to the fire and get some coffee or cocoa and enjoy this half hour with me. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And I'm sure those precious people that had to endure this tornado this last weekend, I'm sure that they were praying, especially the mayor and his wife who had to jump into a bathtub the last minute. Their house was devastated, but I'm sure they were praying. And that's when we need to be talking to the Lord before those things happen, knowing that he's going to save us and keep us in no matter what. Don't wait till the tragedy happens. Be with him and fellowship with him before then. That's the important thing. Let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. Just think of it, new life. The world doesn't know about the life we have in Jesus Christ. It is the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's just such a joy to have you learning the Word along with me. We're going to go through John 14, verse 27 today. We're going to memorize it this week. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. If you would like to listen to previous programs, for instance, Friday's program, when they had the carrot cake for me in the studio and also the chipmunk song, hello, you can go to freedomstreet.org and click on radio shows. I was so curious about when that show took place, the broadcast, that I went to my journals. Oh, yeah, I've got journals from 1975. So when I have a question about what happened in what year, and I finally found it in 2002, March of 2002, we had just put Shaz, our precious little kitten, down. She was 17 years old, and we had to put her down, and ooh, a lot happened that month, but boy, I enjoyed that carrot cake. Oh, so keep a journal. It's so important that you keep a journal, and I write in my journal every day. Every day. And I just tell the Lord how precious he is to me, what he has done for me. I do the activities of the day in my journal. And it's just been a blessing all these years, keeping a journal. So I encourage you to do that. And I also encourage you to go to the freedomstreet.org, click on donations, and help Call to Freedom. Help Call to Freedom. And it also is helping when you give to Call to Freedom, then you know you're giving to Home of Refuge in Peru. That's where they are. They have been there for many years now. They started in Venezuela with the Dump Kids when Darren and I first started in the early 90s. And then Chavez wanted Tony dead or alive. Tony had to escape because they were wanting to put him in jail or kill him. So then he went to Honduras, and Honduras was almost worse than Venezuela. So finally, Peru welcomed him and Rosa. So I'm so grateful. They are in Peru. And if you get a newsletter, I just took them to the post office today. If you read the newsletter of every month, you're keeping up on what Tony and Rosa are doing in Peru. God bless them. And this E4 tornado that hit Roaring Forks, Mississippi Friday, and 26 people died in the aftermath. I'm sure Samaritan's Purse is there. It is on the scene today and helping out with the cleanup and the injured. They set up hospitals so quickly in these devastated areas all over the world. Tomorrow I'm going to have a little report about how they have helped the Ukraine. I have a report, yes, tomorrow. And in the meantime, go to SamaritansPurse.org and give to this worthy cause. Truly, it is a blessing. Father God, I thank you for sending the angels to the people in the tornado's wake, strengthening them in their time of need. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, be their guide and help the people to begin to depend on you. Depend on you and you alone to supply their every need. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, praise God. Now, I read an email the other day, and I'd never thought about this. I mean, in the last 6 or 7 years that President Trump has been president, and before then, but many people have the Trump name. And you wonder, wow, what kind of reactions are they getting? Well, I heard from this Charisse Trump, and she says, friend, even if I were related to President Trump, I am no relation. Trinity University, where she attends, would still be making a bad call and setting a dangerous anti-free speech precedence. Not only is it wrong to burden anyone who shares a name with a famous political conservative, but it also caters to the woke student mob in trying to preemptively silence anyone far left student who they might find objectionable. Put simply, when student administrators let woke student protesters hold their schools hostage, this is where the next generation and our educational system ends up. A small number of far-left student activists are feared and coddled and given millions of dollars. I want to tell you that, friend. They're given millions of dollars by this administration. And while free speech and free thinking suffer, and after all, I think this is so interesting. After all, do you think this would be happening if my last name were Biden, Obama, or Clinton instead? I don't think so. Thank you so much, Charisse, for this email. In 2016, it was reported that there are over 4,700 Trumps in the U.S., almost all unrelated to the president. They come from across the country in different walks of life, but they share a last name that has become synonymous with the divisive age of politics. Never thought about that before, had you? Wow, that is truly interesting. I'm glad I don't. Well, you never know. Oh, it's like the other day I was talking to my brother and our last names were Henkel. And he said, Barbara, I've looked up Henkel in Germany and it's a well-known name and they have factories in Germany. We might have rich relatives. And I said, I don't know. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad both sides of grandparents came over through the Bolshevik Revolution, and they escaped Germany and Russia during that horrible time of war, and they came over here, and I am so eternally grateful for the wonderful parents and grandparents I've had. Andy Rougeau, a former United States Army officer and small business owner, says he's fighting for Denver's future. Rougeau first moved to Colorado in 2011 when assigned to Fort Carson, and after deployment to Afghanistan, he returned to live in Denver. His slogan is Cleaning Up Denver. I like that, and I will back those who believe in getting Denver back on track before it begins to look like a third world city. And some areas you go to, you're seeing all these homeless with all these tents and the garbage, and you're thinking, where am I? I was born in Denver at Fitzsimmons Army Hospital, and after living in various places, including Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, I've been living in Denver for the past 31 years. I've seen Denver when it was safe to go on the 16th Street shuttle to Civic Center and walk those streets at night without any fear. I won't go there anymore. I won't go to downtown Denver. I have lived in neighborhoods where I knew the neighbors and we exchanged getting together at each other's homes, and people are scared now to speak to one another. I now have to take my own bags to the grocery store because there are no more plastic bags in Denver. No. My friend in Weld County says, oh, no, we're still getting plastic bags when we go grocery shopping. And Kimberly was surprised when I told her we will have to bring our own bags and fill them when we buy groceries. She gave me a hint. She gave me some advice. Mom, when you go get groceries, you put the groceries as they're checking them. You put them back in your cart. Then when you get to your car, you fill up your bags. I thought, oh, that's a great idea, because you're just trying to put all this produce and everything in your bags in the grocery store. So I'm doing that now, from now on. So see, this green monster, oh, everything's got to be green now. Green monster of saving energy has taken over our city. And I just heard that in New York, they're going to take away the gas stoves from the new homes that are being built. Oh, my goodness. And the price of groceries has gone sky high, so that the grocery experience, it isn't pleasant anymore. And don't blame this on the pandemic. The ones who lead this city are to blame, because there are some states, Wyoming, Utah, parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, they still enjoy some freedoms that we don't have anymore. The ones who lead this city are to blame. And they harass anyone who has different views, even to the extent of harassing and taking to court a cake baker like kind-hearted and generous Jack Phillips. Conservatives or Republicans and Democrats used to work together to make a better Colorado. It's not that way anymore. Now prejudice and hatred seem to be taking over. Kids in school are so afraid that many of them are not going to school anymore. No, they're ditching. Moore's school used to be a safe haven. Not anymore. What did our Mayor Hancock do after the student was murdered outside of East High just a few months ago? Nothing. It wasn't until two administrators were shot last week that he thought he'd better do something about it, especially when the teachers were about to walk out. That would get your attention. Yes, Hancock has made a lot of money. He's made a lot of money. But what has he done to clean up the streets from panhandlers and make our city safe? Nothing. And so I am joining it. This isn't politics, friend. This is my way of living is being jeopardized. It truly is. And I'm used to a wonderful, clean, beautiful Denver. And the only way to help in changing what's happening is to back someone who promises to clean up Denver. So I will be voting for Andy Rougeau. And I bless you in your voting also, and I pray that you will have wisdom. Well, Kimberly, Matthew, and Levi and the group from Levi's school arrived safely in Broken Arrow this weekend. And after, oh my goodness, 13 hours from Frankfort to New Jersey, and then six more hours, and then on a bus from Oklahoma City to Broken Arrow, they were exhausted. And she says, Mom, you should see the clothes I'm doing in the washer. We know those clothes get dirty. And Kimberly was so blessed by John, who stayed in Broken Arrow, and he's working at a Cadillac dealership. And he came over and kept moving the vehicles. He would take a different vehicle every day and move the vehicles around so people didn't know that there weren't people in the house. So, oh, different lights on the house. And so God bless you, John. It's just really fun. When we go on trips anymore, it's not fun. We have to make sure that our house is safe when we leave. And then when we go on planes, oh, Kimberly said they had people going all over the place on different airlines coming back from Israel. And now I am so grateful, because today we heard that there's protests, hundreds of thousands of people in Tel Aviv and in Jerusalem that are protesting. And pray for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He is in a fix. And Father God, I thank you for keeping him safe, keeping him strong, and bringing a peace to that country in Jesus' name. Wow. So Kimberly said in an email, when she, her last email she sent me, it's going to take some time to give words to the miraculous balance I've experienced in the beautiful country of Israel, the abundant life that grows out of the hardest rock, the unexplainable peace in the midst of such great unrest. The Jews are so intentional, so purposeful in showing kindness to all. I'm humbled to have received such generous hospitality and observe goodness. The presence of military is everywhere with big rifles in hand, and they are kind. That is so beautiful. I have a long flight to meditate more, but I'm sure it will take longer than this flight to express the supernatural beauty I've just been exposed to. And I want to say that she will probably be on the air Wednesday, so be sure and tune in on Wednesday. Well, I'm stuck in the book of John. As many of you, you know, you have a Bible reading guide, but sometimes these books just get us stuck in them. And for the next few weeks, I might have the memory verse in John. It's so rich. Jesus' words are so full of comfort and assurance. Darren and I quoted John 14, verse 27 on Friday's program, and I'm here to memorize and help you to memorize this important verse of Scripture. It's wonderful to know that we don't have a worry, or we don't have to frantic over anything in our life when we have that wonderful peace that he's talking about. I'm forever grateful that Jesus spoke these comforting words before he went to the cross. And pretty soon we're going to be celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So the memory verse for this week is John 14, verse 27. And you're familiar with this, but I want you to memorize it. So if you see a friend that is restless, is worried, is frantic, you can know that verse and say to them, oh, I want you to know the peace that Jesus said, the peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. You can memorize that, and then when somebody is just so worried, you can give them that peace from Jesus Christ. John 14, verse 27. Then in the Amplified, this is really interesting. The wonderful translator of the Amplified says, peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath. Bequeath to you. We don't hear that word very much anymore. I'm going to talk about that word. Not as the world gives do I give to you, says Jesus. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. Wow, that's great. So don't be fearful, intimidated by anyone, cowardly, or unsettled. And this word bequeath means to leave a personal estate or one's body to a person or other beneficiary by a will. Now, I thought about body, and when they get cremated, they give the body back to you. So you've got a body on the mantle. That's not going to happen. And it also means to pass something on or leave something to someone else. Now, Jesus left everything that his Father had given to him to us. Yes, everything. Everything that God told him, he gave to his disciples, and now we have it in the Word of God. He didn't leave anything out. You have the promise and the will written out, so you will receive all that is in the will. But unless the one who wrote the will dies, you don't enjoy any of it at all. He had to die. It's only afterward that you receive everything that was promised to you. He died so you can enjoy the fullness of the kingdom. It reminds me of a great illustration of the transition of not being a part of someone and then becoming a vital part of that someone. It's a beautiful definition of the logos that we read every day. And then that rhema, that understanding that you receive when you take those verses to heart and they become a part of you. You own those words. Well, the other day I heard Joyce Meyer. She is so cute. And she said that before she got married to Dave, she enjoyed riding in his car. And it was his money that paid for the dinners and the lunches when they went out. And he had a great job. And once she said yes, and she married him and took his name, She owned his car and his house and shared his money or debt, whatever you want to have bequeathed from your loved one. When you receive salvation through Jesus Christ, you share everything that is in that name. When you ask for wisdom, he gives it to you. When you ask for healing, he gives it to you. When you ask for financial independence, he is there to give you that also. See, it says in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30, that Jesus is to us wisdom from God, redemption, and righteousness and sanctification. Knowing this, I have no room to boast. Nope, about my achievements, about my accomplishments. It was all Jesus. It was totally Jesus that did this for us, friend. And I hope that you're not one of those that boasts. I know that he is the most precious thing that life could ever offer to us. I know he is so wonderful. There have been many songs written about Jesus. How wonderful it is. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. And John and I sang a song one time, how sweet it is to know him, how sweet it is to love him, how sweet it is to trust him, this friend of mine. I'll tell the world about him. I just can't live without him. Oh, how sweet it is to love him, this friend of mine.
I was lost deep in sin, couldn't find peace within. What could I do? I was searching endlessly, looking for reality. What could I do?
Just can't live without him.
hope he's your friend today. I hope you're resting in Jesus today, even when I lost John after 23 years of marriage. God kept me in a restful place, and I'm so grateful to him today. I boldly declare that I have a divine purpose in life. I'm not half-hearted, mealy-mouthed, touchy, or easily discouraged. I'm like a runner who is seriously running a race. Because I'm serious about achieving God's plan for my life, I'm shifting into high gear and putting all my spiritual, mental, and physical energies into getting the job done. So I'm turning all my desires and dreams over to Holy Spirit and asking that He empowers me and helps me to make it all the way to the completion of the dream God has given to me. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Thank you, Rick Renner, for that wonderful affirmation. In 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 27, in the Message, Paul says, "You've all been to the stadium and seen the athletes race. Everyone runs, one wins. Everyone runs. It's like the March Madness. 32 teams, and now they're down to four. Everyone is eliminated. One wins and goes on to the final. Well, all good athletes train hard. They do it for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. You're after one that's gold eternally. I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finish line," says Paul. "I'm giving it everything I've got. No sloppy living for me. No laziness, no sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert and in top condition. I'm not going to get caught napping, telling everyone else all about it, and then missing out on myself. Don't tell everybody that you know the Lord and you're hidden in His arms, and then you're going to miss it? No. Make sure every day that you're in Him, you're resting in Him, and you're going on to the finish line. God bless you. It's been so good being with you. Stay warm and stay healthy and take joy."
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.